Greetings, brothers and sisters who are in the midst of walking through the book of 1 Samuel in the Hebrew Bible, the Christian Old Testament. It's Monday, September 14th, and we have two more episodes of Samuel in September for you today. Episode 26 is very short, and episode 27 is a bit longer, but they're both worth it and fascinating, and we are ready to go. We have the kava tea, of course, and today we have the passion fruit, double wick, fuchsia colored candle, as well as the monks. And today we are broadcasting from the studios on St. Philip Drive in Lexington, Kentucky. And as you've already noticed, this email which delivers these episodes also contains a version of yesterday's worship service at Vine Street Christian Church. So it's a double-decker. All right, I think everything's ready. We're all set. It's episode 26, if you recall. In episode 25, Jonathan, who is Saul's son, came up with this daring plan with his armor carrier. And they climbed up the cliffs to meet the Philistines in battle. And they killed about 20 men in all. And panic broke out in the Philistine camp, and in the field, and in the outposts, and in the raiding parties. And just then, an earthquake struck, and everyone was terrified. Which leads us to episode 26. Israel defeats the Philistines. Saul's lookouts in Gibeah saw a strange sight. The vast army of Philistines began to melt away in every direction. "Find out who isn't here," Saul ordered. And when they checked, they found that Jonathan and his armor bearer were gone. Then Saul shouted to Ahijah, "Bring the ephod here." For at that time, Ahijah was wearing the ephod in front of the Israelites. But while Saul was talking to the priest, the shouting and confusion in the Philistine camp grew louder and louder. So Saul said to Ahijah, "Never mind, let's get going." Then Saul and his 600 men rushed out to the battle and found the Philistines killing each other. There was terrible confusion everywhere. Even the Hebrews, who had gone over to the Philistine army, revolted and joined in with Saul. Jonathan and the rest of the Israelites. Likewise, the men who were hiding in the hills joined the chase when they saw the Philistines running away. So, the Lord saved Israel that day, and the battle continued to rage, even out beyond Beth Aven. Episode 26. Episode 26 ran from the 14th chapter of 1 Samuel verses 16 through 23. Verses 16 through 23 of the 14th chapter. And now we pick up where we left off at verse 24 in the 14th chapter. And episode 27 runs all the way through verse 46, 24 through 46. And it's called Saul's Foolish Oath. Episode 27. Now the men of Israel were worn out that day, because Saul had made them take an oath, saying, "Let a curse fall on anyone who eats before evening, before I have full revenge on my enemies." So no one ate a thing all day, even though they found honeycomb on the ground in the forest. They didn't even touch the honey, because they all feared the oath they had taken. But Jonathan had not heard his father's command, and he dipped a stick into a piece of honeycomb and ate the honey. After he had eaten it, he felt much better. But one of the men saw him and said, "Your father made the army take a strict oath that anyone who eats food today will be cursed. That is why everyone is weary and faint. My father has made trouble for us all," Jonathan exclaimed. "A command like that only hurts us. See how much better I feel now that I have eaten this little bit of honey? If the men had been allowed to eat freely from the food they found among our enemies, think how many more we could have killed." But hungry as they were, they chased and killed the Philistines all day, from Michmash to Ajalon, growing more and more faint. That evening, they flew upon the battle plunder and butchered the sheep, cattle, and calves. But they ate them without draining the blood. Someone reported to Saul, "Look, the men are sinning against the Lord by eating meat that still has blood in it." "That is very wrong," Saul said. "Find a large stone and roll it over here. Then go out among the troops and tell them, 'Bring the cattle and sheep here to kill them and drain the blood. Do not sin against the Lord by eating meat with the blood still in it.'" So that night, all the troops brought their animals and slaughtered them there. And Saul built an altar to the Lord, the first one he had ever built. And then Saul said, "Let's chase the Philistines all night and destroy every last one of them." His men replied, "We'll do whatever you think is best." But the priest said, "Let's ask God first." So Saul asked God, "Should we go after the Philistines? Will you help us defeat them?" But God made no reply that day. Then Saul said to the leaders, "Something's wrong. I want all my army commanders to come here. We must find out what sin was committed today. I vow by the name of the Lord who rescued Israel that the sinner will surely die, even if it is my own son Jonathan." But no one would tell him what the trouble was. Then Saul said, Jonathan and I will stand over here, and all of you stand over there. And the people agreed. Little tea break there. And then Saul prayed, "O Lord, God of Israel, please show us who is guilty and who is innocent. Are Jonathan and I guilty, or is the sin among the others?" And Jonathan and Saul were chosen as the guilty ones, and the people were declared innocent. And then Saul said, "Now choose between me and Jonathan." And Jonathan was shown to be the guilty one. "Tell me what you have done," Saul demanded of Jonathan. "I tasted a little honey," Jonathan admitted. "It was only a little bit on the end of a stick. Does that deserve death?" "Yes, Jonathan," Saul said. "You must die. May God strike me dead if you are not executed for this." But the people broke in and said to Saul, "Should Jonathan, who saved Israel today, die? Far from it. As surely as the Lord lives, not one hair on his head will be touched. For he has been used of God to do a mighty miracle today." So the people rescued Jonathan, and he was not put to death. Then Saul called back the army from chasing the Philistines, and the Philistines returned home. The conclusion of episode 27. Saul's foolish oath. And this concludes our session of Samuel in September for this Monday, September 14th. We'll pick up right where we left off today, tomorrow, and until then, may God bless your walk in life. May it be heading towards the light, and may God show you clarity and understanding of who you are and who God is. In Jesus' name, amen.